Hour with Whitesnake, featuring Stacey Anderson's exclusive interview with David Coverdale and music from Whitesnake. Whitesnake. It's an hour with Whitesnake, only on 93.7 KXOA, Sacramento's hard rock. Here's our chick who rocks, Stacey Anderson, talking with David Coverdale.
Howdy, neighbor.
Hello, how are you doing, Mr. Tahoe?
You know what, Stacey? It's just such a treat. I'm in the same time zone for the first time in 3 weeks, and I'm just delighted.
I've got
bluebirds flying out of my bottom.
That's great. I'll tell you what. First of all, I have to get this out of the way as a huge fan, but I've always been very...
Oh, don't get it out
of
the way.
No.
Milk it, baby.
I've always been really proud to say that Whitesnake was the first album that ever made my dad yell at me to turn my music down.
Oh, well, I'm delighted to have been part of the tapestry of your life.
It was wonderful, but...
Do you know what? Normally, which album was it?
This was actually the Whitesnake self-titled.
Okay,
and I used to crank up Crying in the Rain.
When I speak to most of you people at radio, they've either lost or misplaced their cherries to the Slide It In album.
Oh, man. So I have to ask you, though. I mean, hearing things like that, and I know you hear it all the time, there are millions of people who feel the way I do. How does that make you feel knowing that you've been influential in the lives of strangers?
It warms the cockles of my heart. It's much nicer than, you know, some negative energy.
Absolutely.
But it's very interesting, Stacey. I run a website, whitesnake.com, and it's for most of my 30-year career, I've been intensely private. People would basically get to know me from the odd interview I do every couple of years or through my actual music, which is mostly documented, you know, like diaries or whatever of experiences. So with a website, it's been very interesting that I'm significantly more revealing or whatever. And to find out that my work has been such a significant part of so many people's lives, it's literally breathtaking.